delighted to be joined by Team Wales Ella Letton-Jones, fresh from competing in the 50 metres freestyle final. Came in sixth. Ella, how was the race for you? Were you pleased with your time?
Yeah, it was a really good race, actually. I was happy to get a PB. I think that was like what I wanted from this competition, so I'm happy with PB in both my main events, so yeah.
And obviously you got the silver medal in the 100 metres on Friday night. That must have been brilliant.
Yeah, it was, because it was like Wales' first medal, so I was really proud to do that for obviously myself, my family, but like most of all do it for Wales.
Amazing stuff. And you've got family here tonight, have you?
Yeah, they're all in the crowd somewhere.
Who was cheering you on?
I had my mum, my dad, my aunt and my uncle, so yeah, it was really special to have them here.
And what's next for you?
I think trying to qualify for Worlds next year and then ultimately trying to make Paralympics in 2028. So yeah, this competition's definitely given me more confidence. So yeah, it's just back to training and trying to get faster.
And just lastly, before we let you go, if anyone hears this, young, blind or partially sighted kids that are thinking about getting into para swimming themselves or maybe athletics, what advice have you got for them?
I think the main thing that I would say is like sport is so good because it like focuses on what you can do instead of what you can't do. And I think like it's a lesson for everyone that you can have disabilities, but like you can do anything you put your mind to. So yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations, Team Wales, Ella Letton-Jones. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.